There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying to
hey,
for a night.
Hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
a different
hey,
life.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
different
hey,
life
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
different
hey,
life
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, tries a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
tries
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
tries
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
There we go. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney. He's back there clicking and dragging. We're downloading music.
Oh, yeah.
We have got such a power-packed show for you guys tonight. And for those of you who are just looking for some Irish music to unwind and settle your evening like we normally do, hear some humor. This is not going to be the show for you. really, it's not. I mean, Adam and I were in studio a couple of times in between the month of March.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean, to characterize it as I have been for the Irish Spring Fling is really downsizing it. I've even asked around everybody else in the Lyric Mall here in downtown Lapeer, Michigan, and everyone said, we have just sent messages and just asked around to make sure you are okay. because I literally have been running around, use whatever analogy you want, chicken with my head cut off, Energizer Bunny, two-pecker Billy Goat at a screw party. I mean, you know, whatever you think. I mean, yeah, busy. What is that you say? Busier than...
One-legged man in an ass-kicking contest?
Yeah.
Or a cat trying to cover crap on a frozen pond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're from the South, you're just... You went down to... You know, the southern part of the United States, straight out of Ireland, and you're getting high on that ginseng and making that moonshine. Your analogy, I think, is how is that faster than a long-tailed cat on a porch full of rocking chairs?
As nervous as a long-tailed cat on a porch full of rocking chairs.
Yeah. Or if you're from the Middle East, faster than an Ethiopian chicken.
That's right.
Anyway, my gosh, there we go. I think I've covered every single ethnic origin and every single slander joke that I possibly could. That way nobody can get offended. I'm an equal opportunity offender. But no, we have a power pack show, man. We got music, new music from the High Kings, the Dreadnoughts, the Tossers. Who else?
Dropkick Murphys. Yeah.
I mean, we just got new stuff all the way around. And I've been waiting to bring this music in, but Adam and I really haven't been able to connect. We're here and we're just maintaining. We're just functioning. You know, he's had bands in every single night of the week, and you'd think
I get
3 days off. How many people have a job that get 3 days off a week?
Yeah.
And I couldn't. We got an interview that we're going to be doing up and coming with Jerry O'Connor.
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connor Fiddler, if you look it up, because there's also Jerry O'Connor, not tambourine, but not ukulele, banjo.
Banjo.
Yeah.
Well, on Facebook, he's Jerry O'Connor Music.
Yeah, and he has a tour starting out in Dayton, Ohio, and he's going to be going all across the United States. We're going to be talking about that.
But what is his other job that he just finished up?
Yes, he's the fiddler with the Irish Rovers, and he finished it up on George's birthday, which was yesterday. George Miller of the Irish Rovers.
Yep.
Anybody who's listening to the show knows what the pitchers and all the events that we had going on with them. And so we are actually going to close out the show because 100 years ago or 113 years ago.
111 years ago.
Yeah. The Titanic sank, right? Was it sank or it was
sank?
Yeah.
It launched on April 12th. 1912, hit an iceberg and went down.
Yeah, and a lot of people have wrote some fables about it, or stories and different things like that. And George Miller of the Irish Rovers actually wrote one on the 100th anniversary because the ship was actually built in Belfast, where he's from. So when you had mentioned Liverpool, I think that's actually where it shipped out from.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exactly it, yep.
So, but what?
Oh,
there it is.
Yeah, there's the phone. All right.
Never fails.
All right. Here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are you tonight?
Well, wonderful, Father. How are you? Happy belated Easter.
Well, never heard it said that way.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. He's already risen. I'm late to the party.
Well, that's not uncommon for you.
Well, better late than never. Just think of it this way. I promise you this, Father. I won't be late to my own funeral.
I probably will be to mine. That's the plan.
Well, how did everything go this weekend?
You know, it went really well. I want to thank you for all your help. Extra help on the Easter program. It went really well. I've never had so many happy men
your parishioners.
Yeah, they couldn't believe how happy they were.
Really? What? Like, did they greet you when you were walking in the church, or what was going on?
No. I'm talking about during the offering. You know, I got a question about that.
Yeah.
You know, you use ushers, you know?
Yes. That's what, yes, we did bring in some special help, the lady ushers that we hired.
Yeah, okay then, well.
Well, they were dressed appropriately, weren't they, Father? I told them they had to dress nice.
They did, they looked very nice, but why did they back all the way up, all the way down to, was that what the guys were all laughing and smiling, and what was that all about?
Well, they were supposed to wear tuxedos, Father.
Well, I know, but I just want to know why they backed up all the way out down the aisle.
Oh.
You're sleeping?
Oh, well. See, Father, when you told us we had to hire an Easter bunny, I started searching bunnies. And I found this place that said they had the best bunnies in the United States. And when I did the interview, they came dressed a little inappropriately, and I said, you can't wear that for church. I need a real Easter bunny. And they said, well, we came all the way here from Las Vegas. We, you know, you promised us work. We need to work. So I told them they could be the ushers for the offering. Did you do good on the offering? Did you do okay on the offering?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I thought you might make a little more. They were pretty attractive women. But I told them they had to wear tuxedos. But you know, now that I think about it, Father, if they wore the costume I'm thinking, I think it was just a tuxedo with a cottontail on the backside.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Offering probably had a lot of singles in it.
Gosh, I just don't even know how to react to that. I was closing the little sacrament doors there up, you know, to the front of the church. These guys were whistling and they were applauding. I'm thinking, what in heaven's name is...
They were whistling and applauding when you were closing what doors?
The sacrament doors, you know.
What's the sacrament doors, Father?
It's a box. In the front of the church where I keep the host and...
Oh, the bread box. Or we like to call it sometimes Vampire's Lunchbox.
Oh, I'm about to hang up on you.
Well, it's got the blood of Christ in it, Father.
Well, but it's still not. You wouldn't just... Oh, jeepers.
Well, that's why I said the bread box. It's got the
Jesus.
Yeah, the communion cookies.
The host, the body of Christ.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like I said, the vampire's lunchbox. I was in the realm when I said that. But anyhow, well, yeah. They was probably whistling at them ushers. I get it now. But as long as it all worked out in the end, and the church got a fair amount of money.
Yeah, they did. The church did do very well. I'm happy about that.
Well, don't expect them back next Sunday. They did fly back to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you flew them all the way here from Las Vegas?
Well, I wanted to get the best bunnies the United States had to offer for the Easter program.
Holy smokes, you must have spent a lot of money.
It was all in good graces. I just want to be in good graces of the church, Father.
Well, you didn't do too bad, but come on now, Playboy bunny.
Well, here's what we can do, Father, because I suspect the confessional's going to be full next Sunday. Just put a tip jar next to the confessional window, and I bet you'll rake in a killing. No pun intended.
Oh, again, you were starting to do okay for a second, and you're right back into the gutter. You're in that devil's juice, aren't you?
Can you plead the fifth with a priest?
We like to call it the Irish Mist.
Offer you
the old Mountain Dew.
Oh, I don't know what to do with you.
Yeah, unicorn tears.
Yep. There's no such thing as a unicorn.
Not since Noah put them right next to the lions.
Oh, you got Noah jokes now. Do you listen to what you're saying when you're speaking to a priest?
No, it's sometimes a big surprise to us too.
Yeah, we just count on the fact that we're Catholic, and as long as we do our penance and we always try to be in the good graces of the church, that we'll at least get to the pearly gates. It's better to be there than to be under the escalator, Father.
Well, listen, you might make it to the pearly gates. I don't know.
Well, I'm from Flint, so usually when we get there, they put cardboard and stuff over them to make us feel at home. They're afraid we're going to steal them.
Goodness. I'm going to talk to your mother about you, Adam. I mean, no, Adam, but the other guy, Drew.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't say Eve.
Yeah.
Is there something you guys are keeping from me?
Well, we just know that Eve is the first person to not read the Apple terms of engagement, terms of agreement.
How do we know it was an app? From the fruit tree.
Oh, well, Father. You know, I was thinking about that. A lot of the stuff in the Bible happened before glasses were invented, and so I'm really starting to question whether or not people were seeing what they said.
Oh, they were seeing it. Trust me. You're wrong.
Well, if you can't believe a Catholic priest, who can you believe these days?
See, there you go.
Well, Father, we should leave you be. I think you're going to be busy in the confessional tomorrow. Don't forget to put that tip jar out there. Maybe just put that money box that's normally next to the candles. I mean, we already lit all them. So,
I think you should be in that confessional tomorrow.
All right, but I'm going fishing.
We don't know what to say to those guys.
Yeah, I'll be there after I get done fishing.
Well, I guess if you show, that'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll probably be suntanned and smelling like a summer shanty, but it'll be worth it. Just have the wine chilling.
Am I going to smell that stuff through the... I'm going to... Oh, you don't do that.
I'll try to keep my distance from the candles. I'll be breathing probably 90 octane.
Don't blow my church up.
All right, Father, we should leave you be for tonight. Good night, Father.
All right, boys, you have a wonderful night.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. Green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
that's my love. By the gasworks wall, I dreamed a dream by the old canal, and I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town. Dreamed a dream by the old canal, and I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, oh dirty old town, dirty old town.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
virtue of their fortitude and single-minded strength. They clear the way for the people of today. So when we think back to our ancestors, respectfully we hark and thank the man who struggled, broke the chain. It's a long road up ahead of us. Let's forge on while we're strong and leave a mark of honor once again.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Saturday. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Harehuck right here on the Blarney Hour.
Hi.
Yeah, you got the you can't take that from the Sunday night, guys. It's only Saturday night, but certainly feel free to tune in to the open for discussion starting Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
Those guys are a riot. We might even crash your party tomorrow, depending on how late we're going to be here. I know I got a glitter surprise for them. But speaking of glitter, if you're looking for something shiny, stop by our Solid State Radio store and check out our yoga pants.
Yes.
No one's worn them yet, but there's nothing better. Seriously, if you're just trying to get your summer body going and you're hitting the gym and there's a chick there that you're like, hey, I'd love to see her in some Solid State Radio yoga pants, pick them up. In fact, you can get a match set. You can get Solid State Radio yoga pants in a tank top.
There you go.
In an ashtray. If, you know, she smokes weed or something or whatever. I don't, you know, condone anything, whatever. But check out our store. Get a coffee mug. Invite her for coffee. However you want to break the ice, just take her some Solid State Radio merch. All the proceeds definitely go directly to alcohol for us here in the studio. And that's how we pay our bills. So speaking of paying the bills, let's go to commercial.
The Sessions Concert Series is getting heavy. Come on out Saturday, May 6th, to Flint Local 432 in downtown Flint for Metal Night. Some metal bands from Michigan that you need in your life. Fate of Misery, Blood Rune Sigil, Never the Crash, and I just might have a surprise up my sleeve. Saturday, May 6th, Flint Local 432. It's a $5 cover and all ages welcome. And get your metal on. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
When I asked Doug, the founder of Redline Brewing Company, what he thinks sets him apart, what he prides himself on, without hesitation, he proudly said, "We only use Michigan-sourced ingredients from plow to pint, and folks, that says everything about the quality of drinks you have at Redline Brewing."
Join the Mug Club, and you get a free birthday beer and a ton of other perks.
Redline Brewing is located at 5470 Lapeer Road in Burton. Again, that's 5470 Lapeer Road, Burton. Stop in and have a cocktail. You will not be disappointed.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, "Trish, what is it? How do you see these things?" She said, "It's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it." And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stones Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stones Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
And we're back.
Yeah, we were laughing about All His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, telling a kid to suck his tongue. He doesn't quite think like the rest of us in the world do. Like he's, you know, sworn like a vow of celibacy and a myriad of other things. So to him, certain things seem innocent. But to the rest of the world, our mind instantly goes to the gutter because that is the society that we live in.
I don't know. I want to think the best of people, but I've never seen any kind of society where sucking somebody's tongue is not dirty.
You were trying to choose your words wisely.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're what's the matter? Dalai Lama got your tongue?
Llamas spit anyway, don't they? I don't know what llamas do. I don't think they're swallowers. Anyway. I told you that one, didn't I?
No.
If bluebirds bring blue babies and blackbirds bring black babies.
Yeah.
What kind of bird brings no babies?
What?
A swallow.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Speaking of spitting and swallowing, apparently, President Biden's over in home country over there.
Yeah.
his ancestral home or something like that. And
yeah, celebrating, gosh, what was this, 25 years of the treaty?
Yeah, no, you know more about that than I.
I think it was 93. Was it 93 when they signed it? I don't know. Anyway, it's some anniversary of the peace treaty that they signed in the 90s. And the thing is it's kind of come to fruition now. Those of you listening in from over there, I mean, I'm sure you're already in bed, but feel free to send us a message or tell us the real story. But essentially what has happened since Brexit, because they kind of agreed to disagree.
Yeah.
And they allowed some people to be governed under one government and half the country to be governed under their own freedom. And it's become more of a challenge now since Brexit. So there's a lot of complications going on, but things are working out well. I mean, it's certainly not as bad as what it has been in the past. There is still some bomb activity. I mean, they're still blowing stuff up. It's still happening.
Yikes.
You know, but he's over there, and apparently the one guy had a flag that was signed by 14 presidents. I get thinking about that. That flag has got to be old. And it is an American flag.
Wow.
And he flies it right next to the Irish flag. You know, so there's, and they're excited, you know, and come to find out, they did, you know, because now Ancestry.com and all the other things you can do,
yeah.
They traced right down to his descendants, and they interviewed these two little girls, and Donny O'Sullivan from CNN, one of the news outlets that's out there, he says, so you girls are actually related to President Joe Biden. How does that make you feel? And they were just blushing and giddy and amazing, and they, you know, definitely check out the video if you can, because it really is kind of memorable.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of presidents take the time. Ireland isn't the biggest country. They're not a war threat. We don't have to keep peace with them. So to actually, you know, take the time to go visit really is pretty monumental.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good that he's over there. But what do we have coming up next, Adam?
Song you brought in today, Chasing Rainbows.
Oh, yeah. So that's what our senile leader of our country is doing.
He's over. Looking for the pot of gold.
Yeah. He's like, how can I get out of this job? I really don't want to run again. And if I can find this pot of gold at the end of this rainbow, this is what I'm going to do. So here's Chasing Rainbows by the High Kings here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Brogan's Grogan, sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my well. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crashed the Trinity Ball. She says, are we going home? I says, no. We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care. Wherever the plane goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows. Hey! 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 Chasing rainbows.
She said she was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session! You know what I mean?
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Chasing rainbows.
right. If the wind was in our sails, we'd be all right. If the wind was in our sails, we'd be all right. If the wind was in our sails, and we'll all hang on behind. And we'll roll the old chariot along. We'll roll the old chariot along.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
In 1841, my corduroy breeches I put on. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the $142 from Barley Pool. I'm out of crew. Tell myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging ditches. I was working on the railway. When in 1843, got my shovel across my knee. Went to work for the company in the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging ditches. I was working on the railway. 44, I landed on that Liverpool shore. My belly was empty, my hands were raw.
145 when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive. Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging midgets. I was working on the railway. When in 1836, changed me trade from caddy and bricks. Changed me trade from caddy and bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging midgets. I was working on the railway. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven to work upon the railway. The railway. Well, I'm sick to my guts on a
Solid State Radio, and this is Paulie from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Well, you may have heard it's beer that makes us bright, la 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 la, and a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. Drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me.
One, two, three, four,
I declare a drinking war.
Five, six, seven, eight,
beer and whiskey ain't it great.
9, 10, 11, 12,
no more sober, can't you tell?
13, 14, 15, 16,
I just want it. Fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. Now the rumors say we love the alcohol, la 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 la. Drink them all, la 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 la. But my mother always said, if you want to drink all day, you best start in the morning sun, cause that's the Irish way. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, eternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up around for you and me, and you and me,
and you and me.
Let there be whiskey.
Glory, hallelujah.
a pump and he came out paralytic. Oh ho ho, VP Insider, ah, what a hell of a mixture, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Does this bus go to the Dynaston Valley? Oh ho ho, I'm looking for a lumber, ah, the Gorbals, ah, glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, Mam Mary, are you dancing? Oh, no, it's just that we are standing. Ah, glory, hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange. Shows your chances. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, Mam Mary, can I run you home? Ho, ho, ho. I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah, you're a hell of a funny. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Oh, 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 I buggered off sharpish. Ah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. And Mary, Mary had a little baby. Oh, 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 the father's in the army. Ah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange. Oh, 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 he joined the Foreign Legion. Ah, 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 Sahara under a camel. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Cod liver oil and the orange juice.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Blarney Hour. He is Adam Harehawk, clicking and dragging, running the board.
That's right.
I am Drew Duffney here, and that was a brand new one to the Blarney Hour here. That was the Merry Wallopers.
Did I tell you that I come out, I figured out my sexual identification?
No, what's that?
I identify as a microwave meal. In 5 minutes, I'm done, and I don't look anything like the package.
Really? How about that? Yeah, that's... That is as fitting as a microwave meal as it comes.
Yeah. Saw that joke a second ago. I'm like, I'm bringing that in.
Yeah, that definitely makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're about ready to get out of here. But before we close, we are actually going to close out the show with a pretty memorable song. Yesterday was George Miller, the Irish Rover's birthday. And
happy birthday, George.
He happened to have been born on the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, April 14th. So on the 100th anniversary, I know we don't normally celebrate the sinking of a ship. I guess it's not a celebratory event, but
except for every November, Edmund Fitzgerald.
I mean, there's different things that go on. So right. He actually wrote a ballad about it on the 100th anniversary. To the great ship it was, and it was built in Belfast, where he's from. And he said, it's still in the mists of time, still out there, still pounding across the ocean somewhere. And here is the song. And that is going to do it for us tonight, folks. But stick around for Solid State Sessions right here on the Blarney Hour. on.
A night to be remembered for man's own frailty. when a mighty ship Titanic sank to the bottom of the sea.
Roll up, Titanic, roll, you're the pride of the White Star Line. Roll up, Titanic, roll, into the mists of time. Roll up, Titanic, roll, you're the pride of the White Star Line. Roll up, Titanic, roll, into the mists of time. Roll up, Titanic, roll, you're the pride of the White Star Line. Roll up, Titanic, roll, into the mists of time.